Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 12th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library in MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The first two stories in the lead section of JLN are about fire, its economic impact, and how we are entering into a new era of fire, the equivalent of an ice age of fire. This is a risk the Midwest and eastern part of the U.S. has not had to deal with before at any great length, but times change and so do the risks we face as a result. Maybe Citadel's Ken Griffin was not so crazy about moving to Florida and taking the hurricane risk and rising oceans compared to some other risks in Chicago and New York. The Financial Times has a special report titled Special Report Business Education, Financial Training, with the subheading The FT's 2023 Ranking of the World's Top Masters in Finance Programs, with analysis of the latest trends, data, and key findings. The stories include French schools retain dominance in Masters in Finance teaching. Five of the highest ranked 10 schools are French, including the top four. Students manage funds to learn on the job. Funds with a particular focus on social impact have grown significantly in recent years. Industry certifications offer alternative route in finance. Workplace accreditations pair well with degrees and can bring unique benefits at early stage of career, say trainers. Schools boost effort to encourage entrepreneurial mindset in finance. Students welcome progress but urge more teaching on business launches. ESG backlash in U.S. What implications for corporations and investors? Republicans' pushback against ethical investing is hitting sentiment elsewhere. Business schools make progress on gender balance. A rise in women taking MIF degrees reflects more being appointed to faculty. We need new tools to predict climate risks. Unprecedented change means we must devise different approaches to complement traditional statistical methods. Masters in Finance 2023 Ranking, Methodology and Key, How the League Table of Finance Degrees was compiled. And then IDX did a survey recently about what investors thought about the SEC's proposed changes to Reg NMS. JLN recently published a podcast interview with IEX's John Ramsey about the subject. We missed a post from IEX co-founder and president Ronan Ryan on the subject titled Survey, What the Buy Side Really Thinks About the SEC's Reg NMS Proposal. Business is business, but it is appalling to me that the richest man in the world is adding to the current commercial real estate woes by refusing to pay rent on buildings Twitter occupies in San Francisco. The Financial Times has a story titled, Elon Musk's refusal to pay rent adds to Goldman Sachs' bad property loans, with the subheading, Jump in delinquencies as rival banks warn of growing commercial real estate losses. To quote Joseph Welch, have you no sense of decency? With Mr. Musk's approach to contracts and paying his commitments, he would not have lasted a week had he been an open outcry trader. No one would ever have traded with him once he showed his colors. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died at the age of 86, AFP reports. At this year's IDX, my good friend, Kilt Challenge originator and former FT reporter Jeremy Grant is moderating a fireside chat with FIA EPTA Chairman Mark Spanbrook titled A Prop Trader's Journey. For some reason, this has a familiar ring to it, as Jeremy will be chatting with Mark in a, quote, retrospective of Mark's 37-year career from trainee floor broker on the Amsterdam Options Exchange in the mid-1980s to one of the global leaders in electronic proprietary trading, unquote. I am sure there's an Open Outcry Traders History Project story or the Path to Electronic Trading story in there somewhere. BMLL won the Best Managed Services Solution for Managed Data Award at the Trading Tech Insight USA Awards 2023. The most read stories in JLN Options last Friday were leveraged and inverse ETFs are like walking into a casino, and stocks drop 20% if bonds have inflation right in JP Morgan model. And here's the main driver of the S&P 500's bull market rally, according to Fundstrat's Tom Lee. The World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, has released the finding of its ninth sustainability survey. The WFE, the Global Industry Group for Exchanges and Central Clearing Counterparties, said new data indicates that this year every exchange that responded participated in at least one ESG initiative and engaged in at least one WFE sustainability principle. A total of 54 exchanges participated in this year's survey, including five derivatives-only exchanges. You can download a copy of the report with the link in today's newsletter. GreenFin 23 takes place June 26 to 28, 2023, at the new Omni Seaport in Boston, convening an audience of finance, investment, and sustainability professionals. GreenFin 23 is a venue to share insights, address key challenges, and showcase leading sustainable financial products and services. Tracks include corporate reporting, the ESG ecosystem, financing the transition, natural capital, the policy landscape, and the investor view. View the program and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, NASDAQ to buy Adenza for $10.5 billion in U.S. operator's biggest deal. Acquisition of software company highlights trend to spread into stable revenues like data and risk management. NASDAQ is acquiring financial risk software company Adenza for $10.5 billion in its largest ever acquisition, as the world's biggest exchange operators diversify from transactions into more stable revenue streams like data and risk management. The cash and stock acquisition is expected to significantly enhance NASDAQ's offerings in regulatory technology, compliance, and risk management, the company said. It comes as competitors like London Stock Exchange and Intercontinental Exchange have bought businesses focused on data and software. My comment. This normally would be the top lead story, but existential risk tops a deal every time. There is a link for the Wall Street Journal's version of the story in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. What's the secret of the best stock pickers in Congress? AI. The best stock pickers in Congress have a lot in common this year. They made bets on technology stocks that churned higher amid an artificial intelligence frenzy. They also happen to largely belong to one particular party, the Democrats. The Democrat ETF is doing better because it is looking forward, and the GOP's ETF is heavier on energy stocks that performed well last year. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Cost of your caffeine and sugar fix to stay high on El Nino. There's an aisle of the grocery store where inflation is looking exceptionally sticky. Indulgent treats, think coffee, chocolates, and your favorite snacks. Prices of soft commodities have soared this year because of supply constraints, the return of El Nino, and prospects of hotter, drier weather in producing countries is now threatening to exacerbate tight supply. In the UK, retailers are locking in instant coffee jars in security cases to prevent theft. In Japan, one beverage giant suspended the sale of Tropicana orange juice because of a shortage. My comment. When commodities become precious, they are precious commodities. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was 14 emergency preparedness essentials to stock up on now, according to pros from the Wall Street Journal. Second was a cheat sheet to AI buzzwords and their meanings from Bloomberg. Third was leaving New York for Miami can save nearly $200,000, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, "What we don't know about wildfires might kill us. Hazardous smoke's economic toll is probably enormous, but an alarming data gap masks its threat." Imagine if the Internal Revenue Service informed you tomorrow that it would be garnishing your wages for the rest of your career, but refused to tell you exactly how much would be coming out of your paycheck, instead just taking random amounts every 2 weeks. You wouldn't stand for that. Yet somehow we're letting wildfires do pretty much the same thing to the global economy. The northeastern U.S. was smothered all week in toxic smoke from wildfires hundreds of miles away in Canada. The western U.S. has been dealing with a version of such nightmares for years, though their frequency and intensity are increasing as the climate changes. And the latest disaster, which included the worst wildfire smoke day in recent U.S. history, is a reminder that we are all vulnerable wherever we live. Here's another story, this one from the Washington Post. The headline, "The fire equivalent of an ice age. Humanity enters a new era of fire. We have changed our relationship to fire. We may never be the same." When the sky over New York City turned a thick, silty orange on Wednesday, 8 million residents woke up in a new era. Until this week, the East Coast has remained cocooned, thousands of miles away from the walls of choking smoke that have become commonplace in Washington State, California, Oregon, and British Columbia. Not anymore. Here's another story from Bloomberg. UBS calls Credit Suisse's top leaders after historic deal closes. Departures include CFO Joshi, investment bank co-head Miller, UBS now proceeding with integration of combined bank. UBS Group AG said a slew of top Credit Suisse Group AG executives will leave, while others will take on lesser roles as the larger bank exerts its dominance following the historic takeover. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.